Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your chance to win the 7 o'clock hour prize, a one-night stay at the Sheraton, just for listening. We try to make it simple each and every day. Is that not correct, Ryan?
That is easy, Ryan, to do. Let's go.
Yeah, it is easy. All you have to do is listen, something you're currently doing, something I my wife would say I could do better. But just keep listening. Listen for this.
We just wanted to see how high we could get.
Next time you hear that, be caller... Caller number
3, because Ned wears number 3. Let's go caller number 3.
It does wear number 3. Next time you hear that, be caller number 3. It's 913-576-7610. I will hook you up with a one-night stay at the Sheraton. Go take the significant other. Or not.
Or not. Or just use it for yourself. Don't tell your wife you want to say you're going out of town for business.
If you do take the significant other, I will give you a pro tip. Get the two queen beds. One for sleeping, one for sleeping.
Gotcha. All right.
Go ahead and write that down for later. That's a good one.
Do you think that's ever been done before? I had a friend that used to say, if you're thinking about it, it's already been done. But like a guy wins the one night stay at the Westin or Sheraton and doesn't tell his wife he wins it and says he's got to go out of town for meetings and just goes and sleeps one night to get away from the
100%
family.
100% that's happened.
Right?
Yes, 100% that's
happened. Like something Josh would do. I got to go cover a game tonight in Lubbock, honey. He's down at the Sheraton sleeping.
No, so all of y'all that are calling right now, wait for the sounder the second
Correct.
Time you hear that.
And in about 15 minutes, we're going to give you the first opportunity to qualify for the Salty Iguana Iggy's Green Go Backyard Fiesta that we're doing every single day at 7:15 for like the next month. You'll get an opportunity to win, and everybody who qualifies will get a $20 Salty Iguana gift card. And so we're going to be doing that at every day at 7:15. The Iggy's Green Go food truck is going to show up in your driveway, and it's going to cater a party for like up to 30 of your friends. And so you will have that opportunity to get all the great Salty Iguana food served right from the Iggy's Gringo food truck in your driveway. And for qualifying every day at 7:15, somebody's going to get a $20 gift card to Salty Iguana as well. So we got a lot going on for the next hour or so.
We've all had bad takes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We've all had oversights. We've all been wrong.
Yeah. What was your worst take, do you think, ever?
I will explain based on cars. I don't have a specific example, but based on what I think could have happened with David Carr, we're going to explain it at the NFL Network. They were tasked with top 10 quarterbacks of the Super Bowl era. Okay, it's time for lists. This is a time of season for lists.
Correct, right? Yes.
Right before the season starts.
Right before the season starts.
Get all of our lists knocked out. So, mm-hmm. like, all right, go home, NFL Network people. Give us your top 10 quarterbacks of the Super Bowl era.
Correct.
David Carr's list did not include Joe Montana.
What?
I've been in the pocket. I understand. Okay, look at Bill Walsh is a genius. Bill Walsh is a genius. And
Erroneous.
Joe Montana arrived at precisely the right time. Just like the White Wizard, Gandalf, right? He arrives precisely when he intends to. Joe Montana showed up from Notre Dame. Bill Walsh is a genius. The defenses they were facing were not even close to being ready for this. This is a walk in the park. This was 7-on-7 against junior high kids. They had no idea what they were seeing with the shifts and the motions and the ball out on time. Steve Young is a far
the one word that I will pull from that whole argument there was you mentioned precisely.
Yeah.
I think Joe Montana, his precision is
accurate.
What made him so phenomenal.
Yeah.
He was one of the most accurate quarterbacks.
So he's trying to say that Joe Montana was good because he was playing against bad defenses and the scheme was set up for him to be successful.
Yep.
The man did win 4 Super Bowls, okay? The man was an amazing quarterback and was the greatest of all time, until Tom Brady has wrestled that title away, because now he's got the 6 Super Bowl championships.
We just wanted to see how high we could get.
Montana just came along at the right time.
Yeah. Like, no, Montana didn't come along at the right time. Montana was as good as you can get. I mean, Montana was one of the best. You go back to that Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals, and he leads that comeback at the end and finds John Taylor and Jerry Rice down the field. I mean, he's doing yeoman's work down there. I mean, he's responsible for the throw that led to the catch by Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone. One of those games that helped put the National Football League on the map. I mean, one of those games that if you were alive in whatever that was, 82, 83, 81, whenever that happened, that's one of those plays that you talk about. That's one of those things that you remember. That's one of those plays that, you know, when you say, when did the NFL become great? That was one of those plays that led to the NFL becoming the great institution that it is. And so to sit there and say that there are 9 other quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era that are better than Joe Montana is an absolute fallacy. It starts with Joe Montana and Tom Brady, and then you can list your other 8 underneath that.
And clearly he is of the belief Steve Young was better. If you want to think he was better skill-wise, that's fine.
Right.
That you can have that debate as well, but to leave him off a top 10
right
is absolutely ridiculous. My first thought was nobody they just said go do your top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it, and he just forgot. But then,
because that's happened before,
because that's totally happened. Because we'll each do this, you know. Hey, think of such, and we'll go, oh my gosh, I didn't leave this off the
right.
list. Like I felt like that had to have happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he's like almost like doubling down, like, right. Oh no, I didn't forget him. And I'm like, okay, you're sure you didn't forget him? And now you're in a hole. So you're like,
you're spinning your wheels
instead of just going, my bad. I forgot Montana. I don't know how I did this. I forgot Montana. Now he's justifying it, making a case for it.
You're sure.
Like, no. He came along at the right time.
Right.
That's what you're going with?
Uh-huh.
It was the scheme. Any quarterback could have run that offense then.
Right.
Could you, David Carr?
No, I don't think David Carr could have run that
offense. You played in the NFL, David Carr, and I'm guessing you wouldn't have had the success Joe Montana did.
It almost sounded like David Carr was making excuses for why his career was so poor in the National Football
League.
That
didn't come along the right time.
Well, these defenses are just too complicated these days. Joe Montana was playing against 7th graders.
I didn't have an offensive mind that was so dialed in ahead of defenses that, you know, would have helped me out.
Now, look, does that help? You're absolutely right. That helps. I think Andy Reid is a difference maker with quarterbacks. I think Andy Reid is a difference maker with offenses. I think Andy Reid is part of the reason why, and a big part of the reason why, the Chiefs are a perennial 10-game-a-year winner. I say for Andy Reid, he rolls out of bed, wins 9 to 10 games a year. There are certain coaches that have the ability to help you win games, but you also have to have the players to go out there. And to diminish anything that Joe Montana did in his career in the National Football League, he's just ignorant on the face of Derek Carr because what Joe Montana was able to accomplish was better than any quarterback at that time had ever accomplished. And really, with the exception of Tom Brady, nobody's been able to do what Joe Montana has done to this day. And here we sit in 2019, and nobody's found a way to be better than him with the exception of Tom Brady. And even people will debate whether Tom Brady is better than Joe Montana. Joe Montana may be the best quarterback of all time. Tom Brady may be the greatest of all time because of Super Bowl championships, but Joe Montana may end up going down as the best of all time. We may never see a quarterback better than him.
That's why David Carr's buying shoes and Joe Montana's wearing free Skechers.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly why this has happened. Mm-hmm. No, but I to have like a bad prediction, I mean, I'll never live down Geno Smith, so that's fine.
David right. Carr doesn't have his own sketches.
That's right. He's got to buy his own shoes.
Sure.
Joe's out here getting free shoes all he wants.
That's a strong one.
So Geno obviously was pretty bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my first thought, again, with Carr was he just forgot.
He forgot.
And then he doubled down and was like, okay, I'm just going to own this.
Well, there
and come up with reasons why I believe he's not on the list. Because you would like, we'd run through coaches for a while, and you'd always forget Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy, right?
You're like Super Bowl winning coach, you would always forget that. I think sometimes you just have that one mental block, and he's thinking like current, whatever, and somehow he leaves out. But I guess not. I guess he firmly believes Joe Montana's not in.
Well,
then he's just crazy.
It's just a bad take. And there used to be the adage in this medium that if you said something, you had to back it up and you had to be right. And you can't admit that you were wrong. Now, I think David Carr just needs to come out and go, man, mea culpa on this one. I totally effed this one.
I blew it.
That's a bad deal on my part.
Today in history.
Gentlemen, I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
You know what today is?
History! What's today?
October?
Tom Brady's a system quarterback.
Yes, sure. That he created.
Today in History brought to you by Airport Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at the corner of I-29 and 435 or online at kcairportcdjr.com. A lot of important things happen on a May 20th. Did
all
you
right.
know that?
May 20th. No, let's May 20th. Go. All right.
It is May 20th.
God,
right?
Where's the year going?
You and I celebrated our 6-year Facebook anniversary.
I saw that over the weekend. Very nice. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary
Thank
to you.
You.
I like the little canoe that they put our pictures in.
It's nice.
Spin around
yeah,
the lake.
It is. It's very nice.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's very peaceful. On this day in 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from New York to the cross the Atlantic for Paris. It was the Spirit of St. Louis, the first nonstop flight across the Atlantic.
I saw that. Forgot the baby, too.
Oh, I know he did. Yeah, forgot the Lindbergh baby. Had to go back for it. Yeah.
You got to see the baby.
Yeah. I've seen the Spirit of St. Louis plane in the Smithsonian. It's pretty cool to look at that. Josh, you were there that day covering this. What was it like when you took off?
I was in charge of the baby. Totally screwed up.
Just burned the joke right in the jump. There's so many other good ones, too. On this day in 1310, shoes were made for both right and left feet.
Josh? Josh has a birthday coming up this week.
I used to walk in circles before that happened.
On this day in 1984, Roger Clemens notched his first career victory. He would go on to win 353 more.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth all-time on the list. Only 24 guys have over 300 career wins. All of them except for Roger Clemens are not in the Hall of, or in the Hall of Fame.
Right, exactly. So,
and because I know you're curious, current active players that are close to 300, CC Sabathia is the closest, 248. Bartolo Colon has 247 wins. Congratulations, Bartolo. And Verlander, he's got 211.
211. Nobody will get 300.
I don't think any of them will. Any of those three will.
You don't think Verlander will? He's got those tight pants, and, you know, Kate Upton keeps him young. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
On this day in 1926, Thomas Edison said that Americans preferred silent movies to talkies.
They do?
Was that true, Josh?
That's as bad as David Carr's Joe Montana take.
That's interesting.
Like, you go back to hot, bad takes. Thomas Edison rolling out of the gates that Americans prefer silent films over talkies?
That's true.
I don't think so, Tom.
That's true. Kling was there. He'd know. On this day in 1916, the town
I think
of-
it's one combined, isn't it? I mean, you don't each get one.
I know. That's why I was really mad. He burned it on
that's
the first
right.
one.
So you can't burn it.
There's
then again
so
later.
Many good things. There's so many good things. On this day in 1916, the town of Cadell, Kansas, got hit by a tornado.
Oh.
Why is that significant, you might ask? Well, it happened on the exact same day in 1917 and then again in 1918.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Weird.
That sucks.
And lastly for you, on this day in 2003, South Carolina's parole board pardoned James Brown of all of his past offenses committed in the state, even the bad ones, the felonies. And James Brown spontaneously broke out into God Bless America.
You know what he said after that? I feel good.
Too hot. Hot tub. Hot tub.
And then he went on to host that CBS Sunday NFL show, James Brown, right?
That's, yeah. Nailed it. Happy 48th birthday to Tony Stewart. Cher turned 73 today.
Do you believe in life after love after love?
I was curious. I looked it up. Cheryl Sarkisian is her real name.
Sherilyn Sarkisian.
Sherilyn Sarkisian.
Huh. All right.
Busta Rhymes, otherwise known as Trevor Smith Jr., he turns 47 today. And Doug the Pug, the internet sensation, is 7.
Now that Grumpy Cat's gone?
Grumpy Cat was only 7 when the Grumpy Cat passed away. So,
but how many in cat years was Grumpy Cat?
I don't know.
49.
49,
I figured
right?
he would have had... No, that's dog years.
Right. Are 7. Cat years 7? Are they 8? Are they
10? Well,
they
10, have 9 or... lives.
So...
Apparently, Grumpy Cat used them all up by the age of 7. So, watch your health this year, Doug, is what I'm really getting at.
Yeah, look
at Happy birthday, Doug! All of that happening on this day in history!
Steven and Raymo are your winner. The one-night stay at the Sheraton. That was our 7 o'clock hour prize. Guess what? Coming up in just a few minutes, your chance to get registered to win the Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. That's right. You want a food truck in your driveway? Find out details next. This is really, really cool. every day at 7:15 now through June 27th. We're going to play a sounder to get qualified to win a food truck party for up to 30 people. The Salty Iguana. That's right. The Salty Iguana truck will be in your driveway if you want it.
That's right. Catering tacos, burritos, quesadillas. Right.
Chad across the street has to stand there and look out the front window.
Yeah, that would be the best part. Like, not inviting the one neighbor on the block.
Or you
making
just
that
eat
person
tacos
just watch.
In the driveway.
Having a big fiesta in your yard.
Suck
Here's the
it,
Iggy's.
Chad.
Yeah.
Or you don't even know Chad's name because that person's so not social.
There you go.
And then suddenly wants to sidle over and get some tacos. And you're like, uh-uh.
No sidlers.
It's your chance to win the food truck in your driveway. It's a Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. Each qualifier is also going to get a $20 gift card to Salty Iguana.
Love it. Very good. Nice.
And then now through June 27th, every day, 7:15, your chance to get registered.
That's
pretty
right.
Cool.
How are we going to do it, Ryan?
You know we keep it super simple for the listeners. All you have to do is listen for this. When you hear that sounder, be caller number 30 to 913-576-7610, you and 29 of your friends, so that makes 30.
That's right.
We'll do caller number 30 when you hear that sounder, 913-576-7610. I'll get you registered to win that awesome, awesome food truck fiesta, and then give you $20 to go out and, you know, have a couple of margs.
Do you know do you know 30 people that you could rouse to be there at
I
your
deal? I know 29 of them. 29 if you others? Ask me for an extra, I might be.
You probably won't. Does Binkley count as
you're
that?
You're going to eat for two, though, right?
Yeah,
so you can only have 28.
I wouldn't invite. Yeah, you're just like, I'm going to have five plates. So
that's true.
Forget it.
Now that I think about it, I should only invite like eight people.
Yeah. Then make sure you have some leftovers.
You brought 30 people worth of food? Okay. Yep. I'll invite eight.
Okay. I got here's my crew. It's you and Tank. Yeah. I mean, like,
just tell your friends while supplies last. That's it.
You and 29 of your thinnest friends.
That's right. Can come on over and enjoy
this. Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. This is going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I can't wait to see who the winner is and what they do because I want pictures. Maybe they'll invite us over, Ryan. Who knows? Maybe we'll get invited to this Salty Iguana
thing.
There's
no way whoever wins this is burning one
no,
of their invites
not,
on
not
us.
Not on us. Not a chance.
food's limited.
Limited quantities. Not for you people.
That's right. I wholeheartedly apologized on Friday that we'd let people down, Fesco. We were the official home of one-day contracts and knowing what they're going to be.
Correct.
Dwayne Bowe kind of slipped through the...
Slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slipped through the cracks.
Even the people that I know, like, what?
Yeah, I know. I don't
know,
like...
Where did this come
from? I don't know.
Who else is next on this list? I would imagine Larry Johnson is on the pay no mind list.
We ran through a bunch of them on Friday. Justin Medlock, Arcal Truelock.
Arcal would be a good one. Yeah,
so there was a whole bunch of candidates. Ricky Stanzi, of course, was next up. So I mean, the list is endless. But Debo was up on Thursday of last week. So of course, then TMZ caught up with him at the airport or wherever.
Right.
Actually, I think he was having like lunch at a restaurant.
It looked
he was like
it.
FaceTiming with him or something.
I think he was like filming videos and just sending them to TMZ.
He's good at using technology.
That's right. Once
and
his
easy and peasy. Stuff and stuff.
Yeah, he wants his 5 minutes to last a little bit longer.
Yeah,
you know?
He should. So Debo says that he spoke on a number of subjects, including Tyreek Hill. He says the Chiefs are pulling for him.
Oh, are they?
So they keep everything real tight knit. So. Even me coming back and retiring, I still don't really know the story. I was kind of shocked. I really didn't know about it intense until I came in. I was like, it really don't make sense because when I hear it, but you know, I've had these guys on the team and they keep it real tight. They don't even know. You know, it's only with the Tyreek and the authorities. It's a bad situation, man. And you know, when I was here, same kind of. You know, the city feeds on negative energy, no matter, you know, if you're a big timer or not. It's just, you know, unfortunate situation. But he's a good player. He's a good guy. I met him.
Good
so
guy.
I really don't believe all the things I hear on the internet. And on the
Hit
media.
A woman.
You know, when I talk to guys on the team, they still rooting for him. They're pulling for him. So, you know, it's all he say, she say until the final words out, you know?
I do like the fact that Dwayne was under the expectation that since I'm coming back to retire, I get all the info.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he was expecting like this, well, I'm a chief now again. Spill it all.
Right.
But apparently that was not the case.
How many times do you think Dwayne Bowe heard the jokes? Oh, we may need a wide receiver. Can you still play? Looks like you can still play. Like, that was probably said at least five times.
That's in Andy's holster for sure.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you totally look like you still play.
Yeah, you can still go out there and play.
Well, he did tell him he still had a play in the playbook.
Sure.
For him.
I bet he did. I'm sure you do, Andy. You don't even really remember the guy. I mean, like Andy and him were here for 1 year, maybe tops together, where Dwayne Bowe was here. So I'm sure he did hear those, I'm sure he did hear those jokes of, oh, you can still play. But for Dwayne Bowe to sit there and call Tyreek Hill a good guy, now you're just filling space and time. Tyreek Hill is not a good guy. I mean, Tyreek Hill has the priors of choking a woman. Tyreek Hill is recorded on tape saying, you better be terrified of me too, bleep. That, no wonder you can't keep an effing man. Like, to me, that does not symbolize good guy. And I would hate to be in that camp where you think that Tyreek Hill is a good guy, because he's just not. I mean, it's obvious and apparent that good guy is not the phrase that you use to talk about with Tyreek Hill. And he said that, you know, his teammates are pulling for him. I don't necessarily know that they're quote unquote pulling for Tyreek Hill, Josh, but pulling for the fact that they hope he can play for them, because the team is better with a guy who has that kind of speed and that talent on the field than not having that guy with speed and talent on the field. So I think they're pulling for this situation that everybody's involved with right now to be over and to get past this so that we can figure out what is going on with Tyreek Hill. But I think if you got a lot of those guys to say, are you pulling for Tyreek Hill? They're like, I don't know, I'm pulling for the person. I'm pulling that this guy can help us win some football games this year. That's what they're pulling for.
So Debo, who we felt when he was good on the team, always had the pulse of what was going on, right?
Yeah.
He says this year feels different.
It feels different, man. You know, the team has switched. I only know like 5 guys on the team. And I say, these guys, like, they got a lot of positive energy. You know, just talking to Big Red, he was like, this year out of all years feels very, real different, you know. You know, it's always some adversity in the beginning. But just the way they handled adversity and the way they was out there practicing yesterday, doing phase 2 training, I was like, wow. So it's gonna be a hell of a year. I'm excited.
I love Dwayne. I really do.
He's
love
just
Dwayne.
A lovable,
he's
lovable
just,
dope.
Yeah, he's really dialed in.
He is.
He signed a 1-day contract. He's like, he's one of them.
Feel, man. How long were they having it there? About 20 minutes. But this is different.
Yeah. I mean, they shoot you out of there. I mean,
yeah,
it was like
on your way.
It
wasn't
like you just got to hang out for days and days.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Here's the Dwayne's, applause. Walk down the stairs and out the door.
Dwayne's got the pulse of this
Go.
Whole thing.
I always said Dwayne is just a lovable dope. Yeah, like, yeah. I just love the guy. Like, I would go up and give him a big hug and say, I love you, man. But boy, he's just a dope.
When he told the story about how running from the police as a kid made him a better NFL player. Yeah, that locked it in for me.
That, the importing of women in San Diego, the deeply apologizing to the Clarks. I mean, the whole thing is just the whole package, Dwayne. You're the whole package,
Dwayne,
man.
What do you think sets you apart in the NFL? Well, I did a lot of running from the cops as a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, jumping fences and stuff. Really. Uh-huh.
Hey, gotcha.
we all get experience from something.
He was ahead of his time in that
regard. Yeah.
Frank in Topeka. The latest to get registered, the first to get registered, I should say, for the Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. Be listening at 7:15 now through June 27th for your chance to win the Backyard Fiesta from Salty Iguana. Pretty cool prize. And each qualifier is going to get a $20 gift card to Salty Iguana as well. So tomorrow at 7:15, your next chance to get registered. Your chance at $1,000. That's right. 1,000 on the 30s. Next.
Easy peasy.
Fesco in the morning.
It's 1,000 on the 30s. Text the code word NORTH to 72881. That's NORTH, N-O-R-T-H, NORTH. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. 610 Sports Radio is the only sports radio station in Kansas City, giving you a chance to win up to $12,000 each weekday. Just have to listen on the 30s from 7 to 7. Your next chance coming up at 8:30. Complete rules at 610sports.com. That's NORTH to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000.
Is North the only name that, like, or the cardinal direction that people have made a name out of?
Yeah, I was going to ask. That's a Kardashian baby's name, right? North. Northwest, right?
Right. Maybe you wouldn't want to go West or something.
No, you couldn't. You have to keep, you know, different.
I've never met anybody named South.
Now, there was an East. There was an East. Like, wasn't he a long snapper for the Chiefs and was
Andrew
dating a gymnast or something, right?
There was Andrew East. Yeah. There's last names of East, South.
There are South.
Yeah.
I went to college with high school with a Jim Southard, Southern.
The longtime voice of Texas A&M was Dave South.
Dave South.
Yeah, that was
that's
very appropriate.
Right. That's a great name.
The South.
That's a great name.
Maybe
really.
That was a stage name. I don't know. But
that's a great name, Dave South. The whole thing, the front and last, that's really good. First
West is obviously a last name, but I don't think I've ever heard anybody with the first name.
Andrew West?
Sure.
Yeah. No, you never heard of anybody with the name North before. That's unique. I mean, it's better than our names, Bob, Ryan, and Josh. Like, we're not unique. West and having the first name of North, that's a unique name. Your name for an airline, Northwest.
Sometimes there's thoughts I have that are probably just best left internalized.
That's right. Correct.
They're usually not, though.
No, they're not.
I mean, maybe they're best left there, but they're not. I've got to play in reality here, Ryan.
There was a movie called North. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Kid. Wasn't Al Bundy his dad? No, that was Dutch.
I don't remember that. Al Bundy had a vast wasteland of nothing between Al Bundy and Mr. Pritchett on Modern Family.
Little Giants.
There was about that was during Married with Children days, though, I think. There was about a 20-year dry spell there for Al Bundy, okay? Ed O'Neill had like a 20-year dry spell. Now, the checks were still coming in. He was cashing checks because of all the Al Bundy repeats and Married with Children stuff. But from new business, like, he had a 20-year dry spell of bringing business. In new business.
It wasn't going well.
No,
for him.
It really wasn't. No.
He was looking at his
IMDb. Yeah, no, there was like nothing. Like he went, he ended as Al Bundy, which he was typecast.
He was in the
as.
West Wing. He was in the West Wing.
Okay,
not as a
no.
How many episodes?
3.
04 to 05. So I mean, he was several.
Okay, several four episodes. Okay. So he's in 4 episodes of that. Okay.
It was Lieutenant Joe Friday in the Dragnet TV series.
So he went from being Al Bundy, which he was typecast in. Like, I don't think Carol O'Connor did much of anything after, well, I guess he did in The Heat of the Night. But I was going to say, he was kind of typecast as Archie Bunker. You get into those specific roles as a certain person, it's hard to get out of those roles. I mean, we talked to the guy, Banya was in studio a couple of years ago, and he mentioned that as well, but he doesn't care because the checks roll in every day, and he's getting paid by the, you know, by the oodles of cash that are rolling in for being typecast as that. You could go one of two ways.
Detective Pauly Saletto in Denzel's The Bone Collector.
Yeah, you can go one of two ways with that, you know, and you can embrace who you are as Al Bundy. Or you can let it, like, bother you and not get anything else, much like a lot of the Seinfeld characters. Like, Jason Alexander, for whatever reason, has been unemployable since he was George Costanza. Like, he has not gotten a legit role since being George Costanza. Michael Richards has not gotten a legit role since being Kramer. Now, he had an incident, there. But even before that, it wasn't like he was getting any of these roles. I mean, he just wasn't. So,
didn't Ed O'Neill own that coffee shop in Wayne's World?
Stan Mikita's Donuts?
Yeah.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was the guy that like ran the coffee shop.
Very, very, very small role.
I remember it.
Very small role. Wait, was Wayne's World out when Married with Children was still on, though, too? May have been.
Google's really getting the work out today.
Keep sending Ryan on these... I don't want to say fact-finding missions. That's not even what it is.
1992 is when Wayne's World was released. Married with Children was on the air from, come on, where'd it go?
Well, it had to be like 89 because that was Fox's first show.
86 through 97.
There you go. It was on the air.
So you're saying outside of Married with Children. That's what you're looking for. Yeah. Ed O'Neill outside
so
of.
After 97.
Yeah, correct.
But before.
Before Modern Family, which is now 10 years old.
So 2009, yeah. 2008, 9. Yeah, 2009. That's a weird window to have to look into. All right, talk sports.
I'm resigned to the fact, and I'm not upset about it, but I'm resigned to it, that Alex Gordon is staying through the remainder of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to play next year.
Oh, I think he is too.
Yeah. I'm even told Royals.com, Jeffrey Flanagan, he's perhaps leaning towards playing again in 2020.
But only if it's with the Royals.
Yes. He says, my wife asked me that, and I'm like, I just don't know. there are a lot of things that will come into play when it comes to that decision. I give her percentages. At the beginning of the year, I give her 50-50. Then I moved to 55-45. Now I'm at 60-40 on playing again. He has a $23 million mutual option, of course, for next year that the Royals will certainly decline. Then there's a $4 million buyout.
But you can spend that $4 million buyout into a salary or a portion of a salary for next season. Like, if he's making like $8 million next year to play left field for you in the final year of his career and really right on the cusp of this team starting to turn it around, you want a veteran guy like that around when you're going to be bringing up more new kids in 2020.
Gordon says, quote, I don't want to play anywhere else. Yeah, I want to retire as a Royal. I've established my family here with my kids. This is home. We'll see how next year plays out. But do I feel I can still play? Yeah, I can still play. I will say that when it comes to that decision, I will be happy either way. I'll be happy if I'm done. I've enjoyed my career and what I've done. Either way, I'll be happy, but I know I can still play. So Kansas City or nothing.
Right.
Sounds like to him.
And, you know, Dayton Morris said a number of times on this show it's his favorite player to watch. And so I don't have a problem with Alex. I have a problem at $23 million for Alex Gordon coming back. But I don't have a problem with Alex Gordon coming back and being your left fielder. I don't believe that he's blocking anybody right now. Like, oh, my God, this guy can't get up to the big league level because Alex Gordon is playing there. And he still plays one hell of a left field. And he's kind of found his bat again this year. I mean, he's hitting the ball well. He's productive from an offensive standpoint. And he's a guy that still makes plays out in the outfield. And I think next year when you're sitting here, you know, at 2020 and that is the first kind of year of, all right, it's time to start winning some baseball games again at the big league level. Why wouldn't you want a guy who was part of that 2015 championship team that still has a year or two left to mentor some of these younger kids as they start to come up from the minor leagues? That's what you want. That's how you want to draw the connection from the past to the present to the future and have some of those guys around that were here when this Royals operation was winning a world championship. You want those guys to be in there because the last thing you want to do is have that vast gap of when the Royals didn't win anything like they did for 30 years and nobody to know what it was like to win a world championship. I mean, if you start 2020 next year, you've got Salvador Perez, you've got Alex Gordon, you've got Danny Duffy as three guys that are kind of connectors to that world championship team that know what this town is like when they win, that can help these guys along. And Mondy, I guess, Mondy kind of technically was part of that World Series team. Yeah. But you want to have that connection.
I like that he took some benefit from being around that.
That's right. Yeah, you'd like to have that connection. You'd like to have some of those guys that are still around to mentor the next group of guys, and they can sit there on a plane ride to the West Coast or something, you know, when the plane's somewhere over Arizona and say, look, guys, hey, we won here in Kansas City. We know what it's like. You guys can do it. Like, they need that Raul Ibanez type of player, and instead of going out and having to try to find the Raul Ibanez type player who's going to tell everybody they're good enough and gosh darn it, people like you, they've got a guy in their own locker room with Alex Gordon that can do that, that can be that Raul Ibanez type that kind of leads these guys out of the darkness and gets them on the right path to winning, you know?
So we'll have to find, I guess, Gordon's wife is the key to this thing.
Correct.
She's bugging him.
Right. She wants to know what's going on.
What's the deal?
What's your percentages? Deal with you playing?
What's your percentages here? Yeah. So apparently she's the one that's fact-finding on this. So she will be breaking the news at some point in time.
Correct.
Whether or not he's going to be back next season.
Well, and I think if he says he wants to be back.
I think he's back, and I think he's back at a rate everybody can live with.
Correct. Yeah. And we'll talk to Dayton on Friday here at 8:30, so we'll ask him about it then.
913-576-7610. If you know yesterday's player of the game, Cody gave you on the postgame show for a chance to win Tompers Pizza. 913-576-7610 to play next.
He's hot, but still he wasn't as hot as Gordy was.
Fesco in the morning.
Time now for the play of the game brought to you by Mazarese Jewelry, four generations of distinctive jewelry. If you were listening to Cody's post-game show last night, he gave you a player of the game. All you have to do each weekday after a Royals game, you call us up with the player of the game at 7:45. If you know who it was, I gave you $25 to Toppers. You don't know who it is, I just give that to the next person that gets it right. And they'll compete for $50 the next day. Each winner also getting registered for the grand prize, a $500 gift card to Mazarese Jewelry at the end of each month. Tyler is in Smithton. Tyler, do you know the player of the game that Cody gave you yesterday?
Yeah, I think it was Danny Duffy.
Danny Duffy is correct. Tyler walking away with some Topper's Pizza, courtesy of our friends at Mazarese Jewelry.
Duffy's won three in a row. He got the huge run support those first two games.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. Got some good run support yesterday.
He
did, too.
Absolutely. But yesterday, he was also like nails.
Right. He was good.
Yeah. One run over six innings, five hits, five Ks. And then the bullpen very good yesterday, too, in a win over the Angels 5-1.
Yeah, yesterday was a nice complete game for them. Friday and Saturday when we were out there, they did not play good baseball at all. They didn't pitch well. They didn't hit well. They didn't score any runs. I mean, it just wasn't really much of anything, really, for the Royals on Friday or Saturday. Very just, you know, low-key, depressing kind of baseball games. And then yesterday they kind of bounced back. And, you know, I was listening to the games. I was driving back from the airport. I heard Stu mention at one point in time the Royals have lost six of seven, and they're looking to kind of, you know, to break this thing. And, again, I keep looking at the win-loss record. I keep looking at the roster, and I realize, like, how could they lose six out of seven? They're not that bad a baseball team, but maybe they are. Maybe we're living in, you know, in a world where they're not as really good as maybe we perceive them to be, and they're still kind of young and don't know how to put it all together quite yet. And obviously that'll all come with time, but you'd like to see some wins starting to kind of creep up. I mean, if you're going to contend for that second wild card spot, you've got to find a way. You can't be in the middle of a six out of seven game losing streak or something like that. You've got to find ways. And here we are at the end of May now. We're sitting on the 20th day of May, and the Royals need to be two or three games over 500 in May if they even want to start considering being in the running for that second wild card spot.
You needed them four games over each month?
Yeah.
Now for the next 3 months?
Correct.
To get back to 500?
To get back to 500.
I mean, the math wasn't great. But,
right.
But they definitely need to pick it up.
Yeah, so losing six out of seven is not going to cut it.
No.
And losing two out of three to the Angels on the road is not going to cut it either. And so now you got the off day. You got two against St. Louis, and you got another off day, and then you come home for the weekend series, you know, against the Yankees. And an hour from now, we'll give you the 610 code and give you an opportunity to get $6.10 tickets to the game on Saturday against the Yankees. You have to be listening at 8:50. If you're not listening, you will miss out on the code. It will not be posted anywhere. It won't be Facebooked or Twitterized or anything like that. It will only be given out on the radio at 8:50.
All right. If the Chiefs are without Tyreek Hill, we still don't know, obviously. A lot of incompletes with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Chiefs are without Tyreek Hill for a certain amount of time this year, need to have some people step up.
Mm-hmm.
One guy apparently looking forward to the challenge is one Sammy Watkins. In case you missed this, he tweeted this out over the weekend. "I will be the best this year. Mark my word. I want it more now than I ever did before in my life. I'm sacrificing everything to get where I once was. The world will now get to witness my greatness again." Hopefully he's talking about football. I don't know. Maybe he's talking about being a lizard. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Being a lizard person.
Right.
But if Sammy Watkins steps up and gives us his best in this upcoming season, well, that's going to more than make up for any deficiencies anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kelsey's going to give you what, going to give you a productive season. He'll, if he's playing, whatever, probably will be productive. But if you're expecting a drop-off, maybe Sammy Watkins can fill a void. I don't know. I just feel like I'm in major, like, prove-it-to-me mode.
Sure.
With this guy. I'm not rooting against it, though. I think plenty of people, he falls in that category of when he signed, oh, he makes so much money, there's no way he's going to do it. And people are beholden to that. You stick with your, this is what I first believed when I... I'm not rooting against him to not succeed because I don't want to be told you so. I'm just not necessarily counting on it.
I'm with right? you. I think I'm in that. I'm in that same boat.
I'll be more than willing to be surprised, but I'm not banking on Sammy Watkins at all. But if he gives you, his best, maybe that's a huge boost for this offense.
Well, and I think also, too, with Sammy Watkins, we have to get off the contract. I mean, the Chiefs had to outbid, you know, other teams for Sammy Watkins. You weren't going to get Sammy Watkins for a song. Other teams wanted him. So you had to outbid other teams for him. And then if you don't want to get past the contract situation thing, then that goes to the free agency stuff that I tell you about. You overspend and get mediocre talent back in return when you go out on the market and sign guys as free agents. Free agency, I think, is a fallacy that can be used to plug holes, but in an expensive way to go out there and try to fill holes on your roster. And so you can look at the money that Sammy Watkins is making and feel like he is overpaid as a wide receiver in the NFL. Or you can also look at what Sammy Watkins is making and figure that's kind of the going rate for now, wide receivers in the NFL. But this team, Josh, was so much better with Sammy Watkins on it last year, offensively from a numbers standpoint, than when he wasn't out there. I think Patrick Mahomes' game took to a new level when Sammy Watkins was playing out there. It opened everything else up. It gave you another option. So I think a Sammy Watkins is key, regardless of who you have coming back this year, whether or not number 10 is going to be part of this team or not. Even if he is part of this team, which I think he ultimately will be part of this team, I think you still want Sammy Watkins. I think Sammy Watkins can take your offense to a new level. And to have a healthy Sammy Watkins, to have number 10, to have a healthy number 87 in Travis Kelce out there, mix in DeMarcus Robinson, if you will, mix in Dan Williams at running back. Now you've got yourself in Mecole Hardman, who everybody thinks is going to be the second coming. I mean, my goodness, you've got yourself a nice little arsenal of weapons that you can unleash on a Sunday afternoon. But either way, man, if Sammy Watkins can give the Chiefs 16 games this year of legit injury-free football, I think their offense has an opportunity to be better than what it was a year ago, because Sammy Watkins, to me, is so important to the success of this offense and lets you do things that you can't do if he's not on the field.
Now, Sammy Watkins, 5 seasons, just one in which he played 16 games. That was his rookie campaign. And if he's giving you his best, that was 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. In his second season, in which he missed 3 games.
Right.
You give me 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns, I'm very happy with Sammy
Watkins.
I'm good
with that. Yeah.
I'm really, really happy with Sammy Watkins.
Sure.
Last year, 519 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Right.
You give me over 1,000 yards and 9 scores, you're over the moon.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And I think he can do it. He's got the ability to do it. His biggest detriment, though, was staying healthy. And that's why I always talk about your biggest ability is the ability to stay healthy and have availability. And Sammy Watkins hasn't had that. If he can be available for 16 games and healthy for 16 games this year, I think he can be a difference maker for that offense.
10 last year, 15 the year prior, 8 the year before that, 13, and then 16. All 16 games in his rookie year in 2014. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he has not been able to stay on the field. Stay on the field, it's very simple, right?
Yeah.
You've been pretty productive when you've been able to play. Now,
correct.
Let's figure out a way to play more this upcoming season. They're probably going to need you. Your chance to win tickets to the NHRA Heartland Nationals coming up in early June. That is our 8 o'clock hour prize just for listening. Find out details on that in just a couple of minutes. It's over. No spoilers, but it seems some want a redo. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.